Hello, and welcome to the Shantagold Q4 2016 production and operational update call. Throughout this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. Also, just to remind you, this session is being recorded. I'll now hand you over to the CEO of Shantagold plc, Toby Bradbury. Please begin.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the Q4 and 2016 operational update. My name is Toby Bradbury. I'm the CEO for Shantagold, and what I'll do this morning is talk through a presentation which is, for your benefit, is actually posted on the website. I'm going to refer to that presentation now. I'm turning to slide number three, which is just about Shantagold for any participants who are not familiar with the story. Shantagold is an East Africa-focused gold producer operating in Tanzania. We have two projects, the New Luweka gold mine, which is producing, and the Sengida project, which is a development project. Last year, 2016, we produced 87,713 ounces of gold, beating our guidance for the year of  82,000-87,000 ounces. The guidance that we're providing for 2017 is 80,000-85,000 ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of $800-$850 per ounce. And that is very much in line with the base case mine plan that we delivered to the market in the end of the third quarter in 2015. In addition, we're working currently on an updated mine plan, which we hope to deliver at the end of quarter one, 2017. That will incorporate the successful drilling results that we had at the Ilunga deposit and also the Elizabeth Hill reserve that we declared an update on last year to get those incorporated into the mine plan. Those are both resources that sit within the New Luweka mining license. Outside of the mining license and even still within it, we've got excellent exploration potential, and we continue with that work. And at Sengida, we're working on a pilot scale mine operation to start to generate some cash and interest on the ground up there. Turning to slide four, this just depicts our strategy in terms of how we generate value for shareholders. We are fortunate to have some high-quality assets. What we aim to do is to make the optimal use of those. On the left-hand side, we're talking about maintaining low-cost, high-grade production. In the case of New Luweka, we're doing the transition from surface to underground. That is going well. Our program is fully funded, and we are, as we will talk about in a moment, reducing our debt. And then from a growth perspective, looking at expanding our resource base within New Luweka, particularly on the high-grade areas and also then in the surrounding Lupa goldfields where we hold substantial amounts of ground, and similarly with Sengida. Just turning to slide five, I think we really are demonstrating that we're building a track record of delivery in terms of our low-cost potential. The base case mine plan is to deliver an average of 84,000 ounces per year. 2016 was the first year of that, and we've delivered 87,713, as I said, beating our guidance of 82,000 to 87,000. But I think really significantly, we've achieved an all-in sustaining cost for the year of $661 per ounce. We twice reduced our guidance on cost last year. We started off at $700 to $750. We then went, $730 to $780. We then brought it down to $700 to $750 and then $690 to $740. So it's been a very successful year in terms of production and cost. That comes about from a very innovative team that sets itself a plan and then looks for ways in which it can beat that plan. And we've done that really successfully now for the last 2 years. And the team that we have in place is the one that will continue to deliver on that going forward. We generated very strong cash for the year, $45.9 million. The final quarter, which we'll get into in a minute, was lower, but we anticipated that, but a very strong cash generation from the project. And then just in terms of debt, our net debt is down at $42.9 million. We'll talk a bit about some of the detail behind that in a minute, because we significantly reduced our gross debt during the quarter. We turn over to slide number seven, just looking at the New Luweka operations in terms of our performance year on year. You can see their very steady performance on production above 80,000 ounces, with a record year now in 2016 of nearly 88,000 ounces, and costs, as we just spoke about, of 661 all-in sustaining. That was really a continuation of the last two quarters of 2015 as well, which we'll see in a later graph. And just in terms of how we've achieved some of those cost savings in 2016, and this was one of the innovations that came out, was we accelerated our mining program to essentially eliminate some of the fixed costs over the second part of the year. And that's really what the main thing that we achieved in 2016 in terms of bringing those costs down. That is not something that we can duplicate in 2017, but we'll certainly be looking for other ways to reduce our costs going forward. So our guidance for next year, as I said, 80 to 85,000 ounces, all in sustaining cost of 800 to 850. That is, if you refer back to the base case mine plan, the new Luica production for 2017 was actually 81,000 ounces. So just looking at the Q4 highlights, production of nearly 19,000 ounces for the quarter. There has been a decreasing trend for the year of 2016, but that is exactly what we anticipated. We never changed our guidance, despite the fact that the first two quarters were very strong. We knew that the production was going to be front-end loaded. And in terms of 2017, we know that the production is actually going to be back-end loaded, and we've referred to that in the RNS. The sales were down slightly at the for the year-end. We had 2 to 3 ounces in inventory, so our revenues were slightly down there. In terms of costs, we've really covered that. But no lost-time injuries for the quarter or for the year, for that matter. The underground project is developing extremely well. It's on track, it's on budget, and we still anticipate our production in Q2 17 from the first stopes. The tailings storage facility, which is critical for the long term, is nearing completion and should be commissioned towards the end of the first quarter of this year. And then on the exploration side, we added 184,000 ounces at Ilunga, 165,000 of those being indicated and high grade, and we're looking at the work now to do the mine design in order to convert that into a reserve, which we'll then incorporate into an updated mine plan. So turning to slide number 9, production performance quarter on quarter, you can see there clearly the change in the tons mined profile, where it was very much front-end loaded from a cost point of view. That dramatically reduced our unit costs and then eliminated fixed costs from the second half of the year. Tons milled was very consistent through the year. Q3, we had a scheduled maintenance, so there was a couple of days there where we weren't operating, but by and large, we meet the 600,000 tons a year throughput. Grade was lower in this fourth quarter, and that is a function of processing lower grade ores while we're in this period of transition into the underground. But the recovery picked up again in the fourth quarters, and recoveries have actually improved right through the course of the year, which is very encouraging and something which we believe we can sustain. Just turning on to the financial highlights on slide number 11, the key elements here, the capital expenditure program continues. We spent nearly $13 million in the fourth quarter of the year. That's predominantly into the underground. Our cash balance reduced from $25.8 million in Q3 to $15 million at the end of the year. What was really significant in this is that we actually paid $9.1 million that we were to have set into a term loan for the new power station. We actually paid that from our own cash flow. And we have not taken up the term loan. And what we're looking at doing is actually finalizing on a line of credit overdraft facility, which will be available to us should we need additional cash. But the fact that we've been able to reduce the debt by $9.1 million in addition to the debt repayments that we've made over the quarter is great. And it was one of the more expensive debt facilities that we would have taken on as well. Cash generation, we've spoken about, at $46 million. We did receive the silver stream proceeds during the quarter. And that's one of the reasons why costs will go up slightly in 2017, is that we no longer get the credit from the silver that we originally had in our base case mine plan. We've got a hedging position at the moment of 21,000 ounces at an average price of $1,318 an ounce, which gives us a cushion of protection for a slightly volatile gold price environment. Just on slide 13, our exploration and development potential. I've spoken about most of this. I think a little. Yeah, just let's skip over that one. Just to go to slide 14, the underground project has developed at the end of the year 1.2 kilometres of tunnelling. We did get into the first development ore drive on the 900 level, and we've actually now into the second ore drive on the 915 level. And the quality of the ores and with the location of the ore is exactly as we would have expected. So we're confident about the transition of the underground into actually delivering ore in the second quarter of this year. And then just on Singida, last year the infill program at Singida's Goldtree 2 and 3 deposits. What we intend to do at Singida is to define each deposit individually, as we have done at New Luika, whereas in part Singida has just been, all the deposits have been lumped into one bucket. We're now going to declare each one of them as separate entities. Just turning to slide 15, that demonstrates the success of our exploration program, having added significant resources to our resource base and high quality resources, which we're converting now into reserves. Slide 16 talks to the exploration plan and that we've been following. I won't go into that in detail, we've been through that before. But the success that that's delivering is summarised on slide 17 with the consistent delivery of positive news in terms of the work that we do in our exploration space. And that will continue into 2017. We have an ongoing program there as well. So just summing up for the quarter and for the year, we produced nearly 19,000 ounces for the quarter, sold 15,285. Production costs were slightly higher in the quarter, but still well within our budget and well below the guidance that we had provided to the market. And that enabled us to deliver the record production that we did, above guidance and substantially below cost in terms of guidance as well. Our underground remains on track, and the guidance for 2017 is 80,000 to 85,000 ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of $800 to $850 an ounce. Going forward, the news to look out for is the new mine plan towards the end of quarter one, and the underground production to commence in quarter two. I'll leave it there and open the floor for questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. You can withdraw your question at any time by pressing 02 to cancel, and we will now have a brief pause while questions are being registered. And our first question comes from the line of Michael Stoner of Peel Hunt. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Morning, Toby. I was wondering if you could help me with some kind of grade outlook. Obviously, you've given us production and cost guidance, but can you give us a bit more detail on roughly what the grades will look like through H1 and then H2 to give us the average for the year?
Yeah. Mike, I just pulled up. So, grades. So, the first half of the year, we're going to be something close towards 4 grams per tonne, above 4 grams a tonne, but at the lower end. And from the second half of the year, we expect to be above 5 grams a tonne.
Okay, perfect. And then having a look at the mine plan update that will come through, I know you won't be able to give us too much detail on that, but it'd be interesting to know whether there's potential for a kind of a resequencing of the earlier years of the mine plan in that, or whether it's just tagging Ilunga and Elizabeth Hill onto the back end to add life. I mean, is the whole mine plan under review, or is it just the back end?
Yeah, that's a good point. What we're doing at this stage is there's a lot of work just in the design for the underground for Ilunga. So we will do that as a standalone project. We will then build it in as a bolt-on to the back end of where we anticipate Luika to finish. And that will be our updated base case. We will put that out, but then we will look for optimization opportunities within that.
Okay, perfect. And then from on the kind of cost guidance for 2017, are there any standout kind of obvious opportunities for you that you'll be reviewing for kind of improvements in that cost base? I mean, last year, obviously, the tricks you did on accelerating mining aren't repeatable, but is there anything that stands out to you as obvious for 2017? Or too early?
I'd say it's too early. I mean, there are ideas, but there's nothing quite to that level, to that quantum. But we're very much dependent on grade, and I think we're going into Bohemia Creek. Bohemia Creek has not disappointed in the past, and I think that represents upside for us. Obviously, we can't build that into a plan, but we've got to make sure we get the tons there as well. But it is a fabulous deposit, and I don't believe it's going to let us down.
But that would be a H2 story, presumably, when you kind of get into underground in terms of a potential grade beat.
Sorry, Mike, I just missed the beginning of the question. That would be...
Would that be a story for H2 rather than H1, presumably, as you kind of ramp up in underground?
Yeah.
And then finally from me on recoveries... what's driving kind of the strength of recovery, and to give us a steer on how sustainable that is, effectively?
So in quarter three last year, we completed the installation of the 1,000 cubic meter pre-leach tank. So that's been operating consistently through the fourth quarter, and I think it's starting to demonstrate its value in having increase the residence times that we have now for the material in the process. So we see that as sustainable. We've budgeted that.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Tim Hoff of Canaccord. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yeah. Hi, Toby. Just actually a follow-on question from Michael's on costs. With the cost guidance for next year, $8 to $8.50 an ounce. As you get towards the end of the year, obviously. You said that it's going to be back-end loaded for the second half. Do you think, I mean, obviously the fourth quarter won't be there, but do you think, are you guys obviously targeting something closer to life of mine cost of $700 an ounce as an exit for 2017?
I would expect that our costs will be lower in the second half than they would be in the first half. Where they sit exactly, I'm not sure. Just bear in mind that the life of mine base plan... The base case mine plan, life of mine cost of $695, includes 2 years of high-grade mining from Bohemia Creek at the back end. So that's going to change inevitably because of the updated mine plan that we put together. But the costs in this year, I think particularly in the base case mine plan, would have been a higher number. The one area where there is an increment that was not in the base case mine plan is the fact that we've got the silver stream. We no longer have the silver credit that was previously reducing our costs. So that's probably sits at around $20 an ounce. I don't have that detail in terms of exactly where it is.
I know it's far too early, but that's really helpful, actually. And then the second question I had was actually just on the balance sheet. You guys have done a great job paying down debt, as you pointed out. Year on year, you guys have had relatively, despite the spending, you've had relatively stable gross and net debt. Was that intentional, or is that just the way it ended up, or I guess from a balance sheet perspective, or are you just going to try and maintain those levels going forward, or is it intention as after you get... the underground up and running, maybe to deleverage a little bit further from 18 onwards?
We have a repayment schedule now, so we're inevitably going to deleverage, and it gets quite fast. We'll be paying off our Red Kite debt in the first or second quarter of this year, so that goes early. We're on a fixed reschedule now with a fixed payment schedule with Investec and with Sandvik, so our debt is going to come down quite fast, and that's definitely a major objective for us, is to reduce our gearing.
Okay, that's helpful. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Martin Potts of FinCap. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good morning, Toby. Just a quick one. On the new mine plan, which comes out at the end of Q1, is that going to include the Ilunga underground and presumably some of the 165 or 184,000 ounces, or is that going to come in a sort of second iteration?
Martin, the plan is that it will include Ilunga and the Elizabeth Hill updated reserve that we actually put out in January last year. At the moment, the mine plan doesn't include the Elizabeth Hill at all. It includes only a very small portion of Elizabeth Hill. It doesn't include the update, the upgraded reserve. So both of those will be built into the new schedule.
Okay, are you able to give any indication now of when the actual mine life is going to be pushed out to, or is that something that we've got to wait for?
No, we still have to wait. The big part of the work here is actually doing the design work on the Ilunga underground. It's the scheduling piece will become quite quickly once we've got that work done. And there's a lot of things been going on for us, particularly at New Luika. So we've just actually brought in additional resources to help us get the Ilunga planning done. Obviously, Ilunga doesn't affect our day-to-day activity. So, those are things that take priority if there's a need.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sergei Yuryovsky of SP Angel. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Toby. One of the questions is on the updated mine plan. Do you see any change in the average costs that were forecast before in the base case, which is around 700 ounce? Do you expect any change there?
Sergei, we've got to do the work. I mean, I can't predict exactly what they're going to look like, but it's too early to say.
Sure.
The underground particularly is going to have a specific design associated with it, and I don't know exactly what that is yet.
Sure. Okay. Another one is you said that obviously you've got this debt repayment schedule. Do you have any number that your target to end up by the end of the year in terms of net debt?
No, not particularly. And we're working on our repayment schedule. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. We're not looking to. I mean, where we have surplus cash, we'll hold it as surplus cash.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, did you say net debt?
Yes, net debt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's an area that we want to minimize our net debt, basically. So we pay down our gross debt according to the schedule, and we maximize the amount of cash we can hold on our balance sheet.
Sure. Okay. That's fine. Okay. And the last one is on the this last quarter, that's the fourth quarter that you had. In terms of operating cash flow, just looking at the cash costs and just doing some basic numbers, I thought there would be some cash incoming on the operating level, but there was like 0.1 million or like $100,000 coming in. Can you tell me like what I'm missing? Is there any kind of outstanding payment for the gold that you've shipped, or there was some cost to it? Why there was such a low operating cash flow number in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, so this. There were, I think, $2 million of, and the numbers are in the RNS, but $2 million of prepayments that were made in the quarter, and $3 million of VAT that's been paid out and not yet been returned to us. So there's $5 million there. We also have there were around 2.8 thousand ounces of inventory at New Luika that were not transferred into sales, which then didn't come into revenue. So I think all in all, it's not, I mean, yes, the number is low, but the, and also we capitalized $4.8 million of waste removal for Ilunga, which we will get, that's one of the things coming back to Donna's question earlier, that will actually have a very favorable benefit for 2017 in terms of cash costs on the open pit mining side. So there's quite a lot of money just being tied up in the balance sheet. It's not that the costs were particularly outrageous, or that the Well, the revenue was lower. I mean, our sales were definitely lower and our production was lower. So that is a contributor to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those other factors are significant.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That was very helpful. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Jim Taylor of RFC Ambrian. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Good morning, Toby. Could you just give us an idea of the sort of profile for capital expenditure and sort of working capital for this year and just going forward?
So the majority of the capital that we will be spending in 2017 is going to be front-end loaded because it's really focused around completing the TSF, but obviously the bigger one is the underground. So the capital for this year is around $33 million, and most of that will be spent in the first half.
Yeah, and does that include working capital as well?
Yes, it does. I think we have quite a lot of working capital tied up in our balance sheet, and we're looking to actually release some of that.
And second question, just on the Investec loan, just to confirm the repayment schedule on the two parts of the loan, and sort of half of the loan is $1.25 million a quarter. Is that the same for the second half of the loan, Facility B? So is it sort of $2.5 million a quarter repayments?
I need to check that, Jim. It's a good question.
Yeah,
but the principle is similar, but the timeline might not be the same, so I'm not exactly sure what the quantums are. I need to check that.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Just to remind participants, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypads. You can withdraw your question at any time by pressing 02 to cancel. And our next question comes from the line of Paul Rankin of VSA Capital. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, Toby. I was just wondering if you had decided your exploration budget for this current year, or is that part of the completion of the plan?
No, we have, and it's the capital part of that is included in the capital number that I spoke about. So we are continuing with our commitment to exploration through 2017, and I suspect that will carry on beyond because we still have very many targets out there that need to be looked at in more detail.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And we have no further questions at this time, so I'll hand the call back to Toby Bradbury for closing comments.
Thank you, Jerry, and thank you all for participating in the call. We look forward to giving you the updates through the course of 2017. Bye for now.
This now concludes our call. Thank you for attending. Participants, you may disconnect your lines.